In South Africa, I suppose not only in South Africa, but also in the rest of the world, there's this term that if I hear it one more time, I promise you, I will eat an avocado that's got sprinkles of garlic on it. And that term is, it's the new normal. Hey. Why do people say this? Petrus Sekhok is the General Manager for Research at Brand SA, joining you to talk about business or rather entrepreneurship after COVID-19. Petrus, good afternoon. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Afternoon, and thanks for the invite.
Yeah. Petrus, please don't say, during this interview, please do not say it is the new normal.
I won't do it to you, I promise.
Petrus, unfortunately, many of us, that is including myself, in April, we sat with projections in businesses, whether big or small. We had an idea of what we wanted to achieve as the year progresses. Then came April, shuts everything down, many businesses closing and many surviving. One could say that we should start the conversation of post-COVID-19. I suppose maybe that's where our conversation should start. Is it time to say post-COVID-19 how businesses should function?
You know, actually today, yes, the discussion that I think you invited us for, we were part of the BRICS Business Forum. So this is the lead up to the BRICS Summit this year. And the focus of the discussion of the session I participated in was on ways to go smart in the midst of a pandemic. And one of the colleagues from China, from one of the BRICS members, actually made exactly that point. You know, we must be prepared to live with this, you know, for the forthcoming, future, until such time as it clears out of societies. So the discussion today was very much focused on the BRICS and how BRICS countries have been impacted and are responding to it. But I think most importantly in our discussion was, how do we utilize existing technological platforms to enhance international interaction and trade in a period of trade wars, technology wars, fragmentation, uncertainty in the global economy? For our recovery as developing nations, it's very critical now to engage in deeper forms of collaboration, especially to support our entrepreneurs, support our business communities. So that is the broad area that we focused on today between the colleagues from Brazil, Russia, India, China.
So talking to that, maybe can you give us one or two of your resolutions of how then to best proceed when you are a company these days?
You know, when you look at the picture of trade, for example, international trade or trade in the BRICS, one of the critical issues always is, how do we facilitate business? How do we get people to understand each other better? So one of the dimensions is now, how do we utilize our artificial intelligence, our digital infrastructures, our innovation capability as nations to create those facilitation platforms to make it easy for us to do business? A practical example, in Russia, there's a company that now, in the time of the pandemic, at the Moscow airport, they deployed an artificial intelligence system to assist with immediate translation to fast-track movement of people, you know, so you don't get stuck because you can't understand each other. They deployed a fascinating AI system for immediate translation, you know, so the officials can understand the travelers coming through. They can get passed to the necessary channels, you know, in transiting. So that's what one example, you know, of how trade also between countries can be enabled. It's to look at what are the technologies that we already have that will make it easier for us to understand each other. Number two, trade. Number three, invest in each other's economies. That's a critical issue that we are facing.
One of the sometimes issues that comes up is the balancing act that entrepreneurs or businesses have to do in these times. And dare I ask the question then, do you envision this or these changes to be permanent change, or it has to be an approach of adapt and move forward?
You know, I think one feature, one of the colleagues from India pointed this out, we know that global supply chains are under serious revision now. You know, we've seen the impact of our exposure, you know, to dependence on certain kind of products or goods. A global lockdown happens, you can't access those things anymore. So a serious discussion is, for example, reshoring of production. In the South African context, we are quite well advanced on those discussions, you know, asking the question, how can South African companies and entrepreneurs benefit from reshore production and supply to the African economy. So I think in the South African space, in as much as we've been extremely negatively affected, you know, by the economic impact, I think in the medium to long term, as companies change their sourcing, their global supply chain strategies, I think South Africa will increasingly become an important destination, you know, as a manufacturing hub, as a logistics hub, as a services hub for business into the region. Global companies already are rethinking how they engage with African markets. Should they still move goods from thousands and thousands of kilometers away, or should they rather invest in productive facilities on the continent to serve the market? So I think there, in the African context, if we are clever, I think in the medium to long term, we actually can see new interesting opportunities opening up.
If you have just joined us, 3 minutes now before we get to the top of the show, we're chatting to Petrus de Kock, General Manager for Research at Brand South Africa, talking to us about doing business after COVID-19, looking at ways to go smart, because we know in business, it's interesting times. Before we let you go, Petrus, though, maybe there's an entrepreneur there, or an aspiring entrepreneur, that says, you know what, we are maybe over the storm, but we are still in the storm, but over the worst of it. How do I then start a business during this time? Is it wise? Is it worthwhile?
Look, I think in a way the circumstance is forcing our societies, you know, and it's not just South Africa, it's forcing us to become extremely innovative, you know, and to ask yourself the question, what are my skills, what am I interested in, and what problems can I solve in a market? Remember, that's how one needs to think about engaging in business. So I would probably say, even though it's tough times, it's probably also a good time to start engaging with that and looking at where are the opportunities for either personal development or for business development. So I think definitely, you know, if one waits any longer, one may regret it, because the landscape is changing very fast, and I think we need to honestly become much sharper in how we position ourselves to create opportunities.
Petrus, it is already the end of 2020. It feels like it's been 5 years in 1 year. If you're an entrepreneur right now, I mean, your advice to an entrepreneur?
I think it would be, you know, depends on what sector, you know, there's many, many, many factors. But I think the one thing, you know, that one needs to bear in mind, you know, is that, you know, the world is firstly not ended. And secondly, you know, I think it in crisis times, you know, there's also great opportunities that emerge. And I think if we are clever in terms of how we supply our own markets, in the South African township markets, for a while there in the early days of lockdown, interesting small examples started popping up of guys in townships starting delivery services, you know, servicing specific needs in our local economies. So I think we must be very aware of our local environments, you know, what is needed, what is the pattern of behavior of our people, and how do we then create services or businesses to provide those solutions. And I think that's the way to think.
Petrus, thank you so very much. Petrus de Kock, General Manager for Research at Brand SA.